Jeffrey's about to do the worst thing he could possibly do when he wakes up. Don't do it, Jeffrey. Don't do it, Jeffrey. Don't. Oh. Jeffrey, that's disgusting. Adonis. Adonis walks into Jeffrey's room to help him, and he can't help but to be disgusted by the smell in here. Come on, Jeffrey, you need some like air fresheners or something. Why does it smell so sweaty in here? Pull your pants up, young Jeffrey. There's something better that you can do. And then there's you. You are relentlessly improving yourself, and yet there is so much BS information out there that you've been led astray. Today, I'm going to help you by walking you through the one major thing that I think you need to do before your morning ends. Later on in this video, I'll tell you about a secret of success that no self-improvement YouTuber talks about, so make sure you stay for that. The one major thing that you need to do in the morning to secure your success is something called eat the frog. You must wake up and do the hardest task first. So many Jeffreys wake up and they start their day like degenerates. They go and check their phones, notifications, TikTok, Instagram, Pornhub. You're probably a little bit past that. And so whilst you probably don't wake up anymore and start fapping straight away like a little monkey, you probably wake up and you think you're being a little bit productive, nowhere near to your potential. And this should excite you because you've got so much more inside of you that just needs the right productivity tactic. And that tactic is called eat the frog. By the way, bro, you might remember that video that I posted, I fulfilled my purpose. On that video 9 months ago, I said that I would quit YouTube, but I'm back posting videos daily again, and you should know why. Go to the description of this video right now and go click that top link and just open it up. That's where I tell the story of why I'm back on YouTube. Just keep that video ready and you can watch it after this one. Let me ask you a question. Imagine if I told you, at dinner time, you need to eat this live frog. When do you want to eat it? Before dinner or after? Many people, if they were going to be honest with themselves, they'd think about it and be like, oh, but I really don't want to eat the frog. So, you know, later. They'll eat their dinner, anxiously thinking about the frog that they've got to eat, not even enjoying the dinner, thinking about the frog. It's going to be disgusting. Not, you know, come on, not even being present. And then, okay, it's time. I'm going to have to eat the frog now. Oh, it's all gross. The smarter guys, the guys who are on self-improvement, the guys who are bound to become successful, they're the ones who are saying, you know what? I'll eat that frog right now. You know why? Because if I eat it now, then I can have dinner afterwards. That'll cleanse my palate. And frankly, any dinner is going to be better than the frog. That's the man on self-improvement mindset. But when it comes to work, so many guys don't do this. Do you know what the most common goal is of men in our cults? Make money online. So many guys these days are trying to make online businesses and they don't realize the thing that's holding them back is not the business model. Flipping around to business model, watching another top 7 business models, passive income ideas. That's not your fucking constraint of your business. That's not what's stopping you. What's stopping you is the fact that you can't sit down and do the work that you need to do so eventually you can retire your parents and provide for your woman. It is not the business model. It's the fact that you are struggling to sit down consistently and get the hard work done. And so what you need to do is figure out first and foremost, what is the frog of the business model that you've chosen? What is the frog? What is the hardest task available? For me, it's recording videos. For a coach, it's hopping on the coaching calls. For an agency, maybe it's the outreach. What is the hardest, most uncomfortable task that you'll often procrastinate from? You want to start your day by doing that. As soon as you've done that, afterwards, it's like you have this sigh of relief where you're like, damn, like I feel like my day is like awesome already and it's only like 8 a.m. This is awesome. Okay, now if I go to the gym, I'm going to feel really productive. When you push that hard frog task off, that's when your day starts feeling so anxious and nervous. Like this is for the students who cope and they say, okay, tomorrow I'll wake up early and I'll study a bit more and, you know, I'll do the exam thing. I'll do the assignments. And they wake up a little bit later. They're like, oh, you know, I'll woke up too late. I'll do it afterwards. I'll do it after school. I'll do it after the gym. And then they can't even stay present or enjoy their lives doing anything else. It is the single greatest productivity tactic I could invite you to start. Wake up and eat the frog. So your first step right now, what is the frog task for you? Maybe you're a student, maybe you're trying a business model. What is the hardest, most important task that you could do? comment it below right now. Say frog task equals tell us. So for me, frog task is recording. And then vow to get that done before you go and do any of the easier tasks, and certainly before you go and do anything fun. I've made a new rule for myself that I can't even go to the gym unless I've done my frog task already. Because otherwise I'll just push it off. Okay, I want to go gym now. You know, it's going to be nice. I'll eat my little pre-workout meal. Then I go to the gym with my little AirPods on and I'll be mindlessly thinking about, oh yeah, I got to record later. But you know, I'm in the gym. I'll come home and I'm tired. I'll come home and I've got to have my post-workout meal now. And I keep pushing off recording, keep pushing it off. And it's like, oh, well, you know, it's 4 p.m. I'm kind of tired. You know, I'll probably do it tomorrow instead. I'll do more tomorrow. Which is what every guy who copes says. Oh, yeah, I'll do more tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I won't relapse at all tomorrow. Don't bullshit yourself. Stop giving more work to your future self. You're making your future self honestly fucking hate you. It's the truth. You're making your future self hate you. Why not make your future self love you? Why not wake up and think to yourself, yeah, it's going to be difficult, but I'm going to get that done right now, because then my future self, who's, you know, me at 1 p.m. tomorrow, he's going to be so glad that I already got it checked off. When you live life like that and you front load the work, that's how you cultivate self-love as a masculine man. And here's the secret that I mentioned that I tell you before. The secret is you do not have to wake up early. This title on the video is kind of clickbait. I've said before 10 a.m., but relatively everyone can do this before 10 a.m. You don't have to wake up early. You don't have to go to sleep early. You just need a pocket of time, like this window, where you can do the hard frog task without being disturbed. For me, that's very early in the morning. And so I am like that stereotypical self-improvement CEO guy who wakes up at literally 3 a.m. and I'll work. Today I woke up at 2 a.m., which seems too early for people. I go to sleep at about 6 p.m. I don't recommend that you follow that. Chances are you don't have the same genes as I do. You probably are somewhere closer to the middle. You're supposed to go to sleep at about 9 or 10 p.m. and wake up maybe about 7 or 8. That's fine. Wake up at the time that your body actually needs you to, but then after that, that's when you want to be focused on your frog task. I'm going to read you now a quote from the Bible and the Quran, which I found before. This is from the Quran. And establish prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds do away with misdeeds. That is a reminder for those who remember. When you have a consistent morning and night routine, it's inevitably going to help you to become more of a higher performance man. And from the Bible, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Live righteously, work hard, and look after those that you care about. You know already that this is not an ordinary YouTube channel. If you scroll down to the comments right now, you can see it there, how so many guys are saying that these videos have changed their lives forever, that before this, they were nothing. And now, when they've joined this movement, this cult, they have become men that they're proud of. This is a cult, a brotherhood, a movement of young men who are on self-improvement just like you are. And we can't wait for you to join us. I'll see you tomorrow. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.